Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
We're back.
Oh my jeffing goodness.
We're back, bitches.
Where the hell have we been?
Oh my god, we have been awful. Finding the flaky is what I've decided to call this.
Well, that's what someone said to us, wasn't it, Pats?
Found the flaky.
Yeah.
It's the bloody bank holidays.
Those BHs have been right BSs.
Yeah.
Haven't they?
I mean, I've loved it in the sense I've not had to think about work, but
I know.
When you record a podcast on a Monday afternoon / evening.
Yeah.
It's a tricky one.
It's tricky. It is V tricky. And then you add into that a trip to LA, Patty getting the mumps, other shit going down with our other jobs, which, you know, I mean,
we were hoping we'd have sacked those off by now.
We were. I mean, we're 3 years in and we're still trying to juggle the other shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was, you know, it's just been a bit of a tricky time to manage.
It's been awful, hasn't it, yes. Really? Let's be honest.
Well, LA wasn't awful for me, but it was awful for you.
Oh my God, LA for me. Mm. Like, it was a long way to go to get poorly.
Mm. I mean, the first couple of days.
Right, so arrived Monday afternoon, got to the house, obviously James and Julia's. It was great, brilliant. We got to try a Kim Kardashian salad.
Oh, which was incredible.
from Goop, no, none other than Goop, Gwyneth Paltrow's restaurant.
Oh my gosh, I actually felt like crass.
Oh, we were shaky on the salad.
Shaky, dressing, shaky.
The chicken,
yeah.
Adding the avocado, shaky.
Oh, good Lord.
So that was great. Yeah. Then we went out Monday night, didn't we? Mum and Dad came back. We had Monday night together at the house. Tuesday we went out. Yeah. We went to get some food. It was great. I was feeling really good. Wednesday up until about sort of 6 o'clock, I was feeling fine.
Mm.
And then from nowhere came this raging sore throat.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, you know instantly when you've got a sore throat, right?
And
you know when it's a problem. Sometimes you can wake up in the morning, I feel like, you haven't had a drink or...
Yes.
And your throat can be a bit scratchy.
Dry, yes.
This was like, I was starting to feel rough.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, and guys, when Pat says she was feeling rough, my God, she was feeling rough. Like, we woke up in the morning, because Pat and I were sharing the same room.
Yeah.
We woke up in the morning and literally she went... Oh, I need to see a doctor.
I mean, my voice was like gone, wasn't it?
It was all like thick.
Yeah. Because we were saying on this Wednesday night, Dad was saying, should we call the doctor? And I was like, no, let me get a good night's sleep. Let me see. And I woke up and I was like, this is the time I would go to the doctor if I was at home.
Yeah.
So the doctor came. He was brilliant. And also, in the US, you can do a flu test that's like a COVID test.
I mean,
you can do a strep test that's like a COVID test. And then he did a COVID test that gave him the same results a lab would give him.
I mean, if there's one thing about the Americans, it's their drugs.
It's their medical stuff.
I mean, seriously,
you should have seen the stuff that this doctor had in his bag.
Yeah. Well, the fact that he comes in with it was like a bloody bag you take to the gym.
Yeah.
Wasn't it huge? You think of our doctors, they come with like maybe a little briefcase sort of size, you know, you might have a couple of papers in there, maybe have some paracetamol, something, right?
Yeah.
He comes in with a jeffing gym bag.
Yeah. And it was full
of shit.
Anyway, did the strep test, instantly came back positive. Like within seconds, it was two lines. He was like, right. And the flu was negative and the COVID was negative. He was like, you've got strep. I was like, right, okay.
Brilliant.
And he said, he sort of did everything else, did my, you know, my vital statistics, oxygen, blood
vitals.
Pressure.
He did your vitals.
He did my vitals. Mm. And then he said to me, now, I can't, he gave me very, very strong antibiotics.
Yeah. Can we actually call them what they are, perhaps, please?
Antibiotics.
Antibiotics.
And he then said, now look, for strep, I can give you a shot. And nice. I was like, just give me anything. Give me all you got. I want to feel better.
Give me your shots.
Give me the shots. So I rolled up my sleeve of my t-shirt for him to give me the shot. He went, oh, no, sorry. This is a shot in your butt.
In your buttocks.
I was like, oh.
Oh, right. Okay,
oh,
doctor.
So he gave me this. It was a steroid shot.
Mm. Right in your buttocks.
Right in my buttocks.
It didn't hurt.
It stung. It did sting. Mm. And then I wasn't going to go to James's show, but James essentially really wanted us all there, which I totally understand.
Essentially,
he wanted us all to attend. I understand. Mm. I cannot tell you anything about... Well, no, I can tell you two things about James's final show. I can tell you that Angie had about 35 pieces of sourdough toast with avocado on.
One, I was jeffing starving. Yeah. And two, it was freaking amazing.
Yeah, so she for the amount she's banged on about how much she hates avocado, she was shoveling those in like a horse.
I was, yeah.
The only other thing I remember is I laid down on some hard seats to try and get comfortable.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you anything else about James's last show.
Mm. Yeah, whereas I was having the whale of a time.
Oh!
You know, I was just living my best life, eating the avocado on toast, drinking margaritas.
Yeah.
You know, obviously I was concerned for Pats.
No, you did. And, you know, look.
Was concerned for
Pats. What I mean is you didn't need to be concerned. I didn't mean you weren't.
Oh, that was lucky you came back from that.
No, I wasn't saying. I know that you were concerned. You kept saying, are you okay? Do you want any more meds?
Do you want me to get you anything?
Should you take some more paracetamol? Should you want some water? Oh, yeah, you were great. I wouldn't have been able to go if you hadn't have been there.
No.
No way. Because mum and dad were off in the studio. You know,
they
living
couldn't
it
give
large.
A shit.
No, could not give a shit.
Could not give a shit, Malamog. See you later, guys. We're off.
We're off.
You
see
just
you
sit
later.
There on those plastic hard chairs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. And then obviously I laid in bed all day Friday.
Mm.
I laid in bed most of Saturday morning, got to the airport or two, fell asleep at the airport.
we literally walked. We got all through, you know, security and all that shit, through to sort of the duty-free area. Pats, she literally went, right, there's a sofa there. I'm going to lie down. I'll see you shortly.
And Andrew went off shopping.
I went off and did some shopping. Yeah. I came back out because I actually did need to go to the toilet. Passed Patty, absolutely passed out on
Sparky.
The sofa.
Yeah.
Went to the toilet, came back, did a bit more shopping, came back. She's still asleep.
Yeah.
So I just sat myself down. And all of a sudden she goes, oh, hi.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, hi, Pat. You've been asleep for, I reckon, a good sort of half hour, 40 minutes on that sofa. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely Sparky.
So that was the strep. Got back.
That
was strepgate. Had this lump come up on the side of my neck that just was not going down. And I was like, this is hurting. My whole head hurt. So went to the emergency doctors on the Sunday because I was like, I'm not feeling better. There's something else going on. And she did loads of, like, she was really thorough.
Thorough.
She said, oh, yeah, you've got mumps. And I was like, what? Because I'd said to you, hadn't I?
Yeah, you did.
I've got mumps.
Yeah, coming back on the flight, you're like, what if I've got mumps? Yeah. I'm like, no, you ain't have mumps. No, it's not that.
She said, you just got to rest. She said, there's nothing you can do. She said, mumps as an adult is horrible. It's awful. You've just got to rest.
Yeah.
So that's what I did.
And that's when we came up with the band, Patty and the Mumps.
Patty and the Mumps.
Which I actually think could very easily be a band.
That is a band, Patty and the Mumps.
Patty and the Mumps.
Yeah. I don't want to be lead singer, though. I want to be lead guitarist.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Because of your mumps.
Because of your, you know, if mumps are going to come and go.
Yeah, you can't be singing, can you? And then we had the issue of coming back, you're poorly, then we've got our other jobs, can't do another record because it's another shitting bank holiday, I've got a meeting on the Tuesday, all that shit has basically meant we have let you down.
We've let you down, guys.
And I'm sorry about that, gang. I can't, you know, apologise enough that we've been
We've let you
shit.
Down.
We've been shit. There's no other way for it, Pats.
We've been shit.
We've been shit. So we are making sure this week we are back with a banger.
Ange, let's talk Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, God.
Right, so I want to give the backstory to this. Couple weeks ago, Ange and I are on the phone, right? We're chatting away and I'm like, oh, you know, what you got coming up or whatever. She said, oh, actually, interestingly, some mates of mine we've just booked tickets to go to the tour of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. I'm instantly like, Ange's going to hate it. So I'm like, what? She's like, yeah. A couple of my mates are into it. I'm like, have you ever seen it? No. I'm like, oh my God. And if Ange finds Harry Potter World difficult or interesting or slightly bizarre, the Rocky Horror Picture Show is like a whole other new level. So Lady Cass is obsessed. And one of your mates is obsessed, isn't she?
Yeah, MJ. My mate MJ. Yeah.
Absolutely obsessed with it.
She knows it all.
So does Cassie. I think it's a crock of shit. Sorry to any Rocky Horror Picture Show fans out there. I'm really sorry. I say this to Cassie all the time.
The time warp is not evidence
of what the Rocky Horror Picture Show is about.
No, absolutely not. No. And also, it comes on near the start.
Yeah, and then you're done, aren't you?
It's not even like you think, oh, well, actually, this is a bit shit. I'm not really sure what's going on. But the time warp's going to come, you know, midway through or towards the end. Yeah. And then I'm going to have a great time. No.
Yeah.
It's on within the first 10 minutes. And then you're like, oh, that's that then.
And it's not a true representation of it. Like, that's a really fun, cool song that everybody knows. And you think, oh, the Rocky Horror Picture Show must be cool. That's come out of it. No.
Yeah. No.
It's like somebody that listens to our interview with Dawn French and goes, oh, this must be a good podcast. No. No, that is not a true representation.
I didn't really know what was going on.
No.
I spent a lot of the time having to say to MJ, who's that? Why are they there now? Why is he dressed like that?
Yeah.
And the funniest thing
was... Why is there
a
surgeon?
Yes.
Yeah.
All of a sudden he's out in a bloody surgeon's outfit. I'm like, what? Hang on. What's the surgeon here for now?
Yeah, I know.
And... the best thing was my mate, Big Fat Sue.
Yeah.
We're very similar with our opinions on things and our thoughts on things. Big Fat Sue also didn't really know much about the Rocky Horror Show.
Right.
So we were sort of the virgins of the group. Not really sure what we were opening ourselves up to.
Yeah.
Anyway, we go, we watch it. Just a bit like, you know, not really that bothered about it.
Yeah.
Come back, have a bit of food. We go to a pub. Big Fat Sue falls asleep. We get back home in the car and we're going home in the car and MJ and one of my other mates, Mank Louise, who is also a big fan, right? They're chatting away about it, telling this Chris, who's MJ's husband, telling him this, that and the other. Big Fat Sue has fallen asleep in the car again. Right. So basically she's woken up, walked out, got in the car, fallen asleep.
You
and Big Fat Sue are one of a kind, two of a kind. Honestly, you would love Big Fat Sue.
We would just nap. We'd be nap team captains.
Nap team captains. You need to get Margs's 90.
Yeah, we are nap team captains.
Yeah. So anyway, Big Fat Sue asleep, awake, in the car, asleep. They're chatting away. I'm just a bit sort of zoned out by that point. Literally out of the blue, Big Fat Sue wakes up. She goes, it was shit.
Again, very like me.
Literally, I was just wetting myself in the back because she'd obviously subconsciously been listening to the conversation or, you know, just resting her eyes. Yeah. It was shit. And then they're off, it's not shit, it was safe. I'm like, no, it's shit, guys, it was shit.
Was there people dressed up?
Oh, big time.
Oh, my God. The dress up at Rocky Horror Show Theatre is insane.
They go for it.
Oh, my God. They go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was one woman in the toilets behind me in the queue.
Yeah.
I mean, I actually didn't quite know where to look.
Right.
Short shorts on, very glittery, spangly top, breasts slightly out, gold top hat.
God.
gold top hat, fishnet stockings. It literally was like a, oh, wow, okay, wow, yeah. Wow,
yeah.
You've really gone for it, Sheila.
I had to bring it up because when you told me you were going, I was just like, Ange, this is not your vibe.
No, it was not my vibe.
No, you won't watch
it
again.
No. So one more thing I think we just need to address, Pat.
Yeah, I know what you're going to bring up with me. I've already prepared. Well, I'd prepared myself for it before the prep, mate. I've been preparing myself for this since Saturday afternoon.
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, we can't ignore Challenge Patty, right? And I think, obviously you went to LA, then you've been Patty in the mumps, and we've had loads of bank holidays, but I think we have got to get this challenge done, haven't we? Even Laura Metcalf-Smith. I love a double barrel. She has not forgotten that Challenge Patty has not happened.
I have got some bad news for you guys.
Oh, what?
The doctor has said that cold water swimming is not conducive to the illnesses that I've had over the last couple of weeks. So I've got a note to get myself out of PE.
Well, do you know what? I am going to give you a shot in your buttocks. And we're doing this damn challenge, Patty.
Okay. Well, what about Saturday?
Yeah, I could do Saturday.
Right. Let's just get it over and done with.
You're going to come down the local lake
by
me?
I'll come down the local lake by you. I'll bring my costume. I'll bring a t-shirt.
Okay, gang. Right. So we're on for this Saturday. Oh, challenge Patty. She's going to go for a cold water dip in the lake near me. Get ready.
Bish, bash, bosh. So, Ange, over to you. What has been getting on those mammaries?
Right. Now, this also links in with the Rocky Horror visit on Saturday, right?
Okay.
And the thing that has really been getting on my shitting tits for a while, but really came to a climax on Saturday.
Oh, a climax. Mm-hmm.
Climax. Is the tubes.
The tubes?
The tubes, as in, you know, like public transport tubes.
Right.
Right? I tell you for why, right? Why is it that people just don't think, I'll wait for the next tube?
Right. And oh, God, those people.
Everybody. Like, we got on this tube.
Those people.
It was already quite stacked. It was already quite busy, yeah? We're all sort of rammed in, pushed up to one side.
Yeah.
In comes this, like, influx of people that are obviously now thinking, shit, there's a tube there. We've got to get on this one because there isn't going to be another tube in, like, 5 minutes' time, is there? Right? So they run in.
Yeah.
Bang. Squeezing in. Then there's this guy with a Jeffing suitcase the size of...
You.
Me.
Yeah.
And he decides to get on, right? So he gets on, suitcase, backpack. He's got a backpack. He's one of those.
Of course he has.
So he jumps on. Literally, we are rammed into this thing. Because this is the other thing, right? I think tubes are a bit shortest.
Do you?
Because if you can't get to one of the down poles.
Yeah.
Right? You can't get a seat. Fuck that.
No.
So you've got to stand, right?
Yeah.
If you can't get near a down pole.
Yeah.
You've got to go to the top. Now, I can't really reach the top.
You're short-limbed.
So I'm trying to hang on to the top, half thinking I'm not secure. I'm going to fall. In comes, let's call him Brian, with his backpack and suitcase. In
backpack
he gets, right?
Backpack Brian.
Yeah. Right? Gets in. The doors won't close. You know those people just literally stand. No. His head, he was literally like...
His neck, like that. If you can imagine, I'm doing it now as I talk. His head's gone down like that. He can't get in anymore. The doors are trying to shut.
And you're like, what? Why don't you just get off? It was just baffling. Do you know what I mean? You know where the arch of the door is on a tube? So he's like, on, backpack, suitcase. People around him are going, you can't get in, mate. You can't get in. Get off.
I can get in. I just breathe a bit. I can get in.
And I was just thinking, There'll be another tube in 5 minutes, Barry.
Brian.
Right? Get off and just wait 5 minutes. And it's just, what? Why do people, you know, I get it with trains because quite often you have to wait a while for another train potentially, but tubes run all fucking day. I'm done with it. I'm done with tubes.
There is people, isn't there, who just will not let up.
No! The doors are closing on you, Brian. Get off.
But what about those people who see the doors closing as they're they're running down the stairs?
Yeah.
And they do that fast run. They have to slow down to a slow jog and they're like, oh, I missed it. Of course you fucking missed it. The doors are closing. You're halfway down the stairs, mate. Like, you think you're going to make it?
I know.
What about people who take their dogs on the tube? Because that pisses me off.
Does it?
Yeah.
Why?
Partly because of this reason. It's like, oh, if they're sat in a seat, it's like they've got their dog in front of them. It's not wide between the seats on a tube.
No.
They've got their dog sat in front of them on a lead. Oh, he's really friendly. Yeah, he might be friendly. I can't fucking get past, mate. Or they're stood right by the doors and you're like, can you move your dogs? There was a guy on once, this was like months ago, I was coming back out of London. He had like a whippet with him.
No.
And you're like, can you move him? I can't. Oh, yeah.
It's like a bloody horse.
And the dogs just like stood there looking at him like, I don't want to be on this tube either, mate. It's disgusting. It stinks. It's hot. I don't like it. And he's like, come on, move. And I'm like, I can't get on. So in the end, I have to like slide round in between him, his dog, and some other. Like, I'm like, sorry. It's like, fucking leave your dog at home, man.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I've got a dog. I do love dogs a lot, but I do feel like dogs are taking over the world a little bit.
Dogs on tubes is a joke. Unless it's a tiny little handbag dog or something that's really
small.
Sausage
dog.
Yeah, just sits next. Even if it doesn't go in your bag, just sits very like close next to you. Sits you on your lap. Yeah. A dog in between the aisle of a tube does not work. If it needs to sit in front of you, it shouldn't be on the tube.
No. We're going to have to start. They'll start having like little dog sections on trains, I reckon, soon.
Well, there'll be dog sections everywhere, won't there?
They will, yeah.
Do you know what gets on my tits?
Yeah, go on.
About dogs. I'm into a dog rant now.
You are. Wow, we've got on here now.
Doggy daycare.
Yes.
I've sent little Buster to doggy daycare. And they've sent me three pictures of him napping and one picture of him in the ball pool. Oh my God, Buster is not a 4-year-old human. Buster is a dog. Buster doesn't give a shit that you're being sent pictures.
No.
I've just got a text message saying Buster ate all his lunch. Great. Brilliant. He did three shits and they cleared it up. None of them were runny. Oh, my God. Like, I get it. I get that dogs are a really, really massive part of family. I get it. I know that dogs can't be left on their own. I know that dogs take a lot more care of attention than, like, rabbits or cats or whatever. Yes. Like, I get that. Yes. I get that they are a real tie. Mm. But we don't, you know, I used to work in a day nursery with kids, and that's the kind of updates I'd give parents about their children.
Exactly.
He had three soiled nappies. He ate half his Weetabix. He slept from, you know, 12 till 2. He snatched a toy off another kid. You know, we had to, but everything's fine. It's like, Buster did take a ball off of Ruby. And, you know, we had to intervene. You know, we're going to have to put it in the accident book. Oh, my God, it's a dog.
Yeah, I know. I do know what you mean, Pats.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm with you because it does grate on me a little
bit. It grates on
me
a lot.
Great.
A lot. Trial and terror.
Trial and terror?
Yeah.
Oh, I've really got zero ideas on that. It must be something to do with like someone's done something to you and you've got to like put them on trial about what they've done.
No.
No, right. Okay.
Trial and terror is when you attempt to do something, then panic because you realise you're about to hurt or humiliate yourself. Derek experienced trial and terror when he kissed the girl of his dreams, then quickly pulled away because he knew he had bad breath.
So it's actually like the trial and error.
Yeah, but you start it and then you're like, shit, this is not for me.
Yeah.
And I can think of a time where Mal, who is our dad, if you're new around here, we call our parents Mal and Margs. I mean, we do call them Mum and Dad, but we're Mal and Margs people.
Yeah.
When we went to Orlando a few years ago, when I saw this was the instant story that came to my head.
Yeah.
When we went to Orlando a few years ago and we went to one of the water parks,
mm-hmm.
there was a slide called Kawabaki Kawabunga or something. It was like literally a straight drop. Yeah, it was like the absolute hell of slide, yeah?
I so remember this.
He said to Dad, Matthew really wanted to go on it. And Matthew's quite big, you know, he quite likes stuff like that. Like, he likes roller coasters and stuff. So he said, you're up for it, Mal? Dad, yeah? I mean, Dad still thinks he's like 21.
Yeah.
So he's not going to be put to shame by Matty.
No, absolutely
no. Especially because, like, Dad goes to the gym and he's really fit and he's like, if Matty can do it, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
So he's like, yeah. So I say to him, Dad, it's just a drop. Yeah, I can do it. I'll be fine, Ruth. I'll be fine. I'll be absolutely, you know, shaking his head, waving his hands. I'll be fine. Off they go. So I wait at the pot. You literally, I wish I'd have filmed it, because you see Dad fly down the slide. As he gets halfway down, I can already hear him shouting. He gets to the bus, wipes the water off his face, shakes his head and goes, bloody hell, Matt. That is trial and terror.
That is definitely trial and terror.
That, like, half, he knew halfway through he'd fucked up.
He'd made a wrong decision here.
Trial and terror. And I was thinking, I would love to hear people's trial and terrors.
Yes.
Like, what have you tried? What have you done?
Yes.
Like, whether it's like that one where Derek went in to kiss the girl of his dreams and realised he had bad breath, it was like, oh God, I'm going to have to pull out, you know, I'm going to have to stop this, I can't do it.
Mm.
What are your trial and terror moments? There's loads of ways you can get in touch with Ange and I. You can find us both on Instagram. I'm at Ruth Gordon, she's at Ange Gordon.
And you can find the podcast on Instagram, Facebook and TikTok. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast and the YouTube.
Amazing.
On the YouTube.
Or you can send us an email, findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. But that is this week's Urban Trial and Terror.
Okay, so we have had, I mean, we've got to get Laura Levin.
Oh, she's up for it as well. She messaged to say she's up for it, so I'm going to sort
that. Did
she? Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
She messaged to say, I will definitely come on.
She is like, she storms this.
Oh, she's funnier than us.
Anyway, Laura Levin, come up trumps yet again with this dickish behaviour. And she says, people who have magnets from every holiday destination stuck to their fridge. Dickish behaviour.
I'm going to say people who have magnets on their fridge, full stop.
Yeah. I just think magnets.
Magnets.
Magnets,
like, where are you going with that? 1992.
yeah what is it? I mean, what, why do you need a magnet that says, I don't know, I've been to Torquay or
I've been to Mallorca?
Yeah it's just, and it's just got some like little shitty, you know, scene on it with the sea and the beach or something like that.
I mean, look, fair enough if you're five and you've got them stuck to your radiator in your bedroom, fine.
Exactly, fine. Yeah. Fine. But why are we... I mean, actually, it's general holiday tat is shit, isn't it?
Do you think?
Yes. I just don't get it.
Do you not? No,
no.
Tat.
No, I'm not up for
not
the
tat.
Not
even like a pen? Not even like a tacky pen?
No.
Right. What about a stick of rock?
No. Oh, I can't stand rock.
Why does that not surprise me?
Rock.
It's
is
too
vile.
Hard. It's too sticky. It's too sweet. It's too.
Just, you may as well just go and put 10 fillings in your mouth.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay. Yeah. What about postcards?
I mean, who's sending postcards?
Yeah,
now?
That is true.
I mean, I get it because they're obviously great when you're in the, you know, Torquay Harbour and you're like, oh, that's a really nice postcard. I'll send that to my nana.
But... to my nana.
But really, what do you, yeah, okay, great. You send your nana a postcard. What does she do with it? Well, she puts it on the fridge with the magnet, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does. She keeps it. I feel like it's a sweet thing to do for kids. Like when Joel and Ellen were little, if you went away and you sent a postcard to mum and dad, that's quite sweet, isn't it? It's like that, you know, and obviously the era before phones and stuff, it was the only way you could sort of let people know what you were up to when you went away. And I think like if I had kids and we went on holiday, I would probably send a postcard to mum and dad.
Yeah.
Because it's quite nice to write it and put it in the postbox.
I get you.
And...
yeah, I hear what you're saying. Okay, we'll allow postcards.
Yeah, I think there is something nice about a postcard. Mm.
But magnets. But,
I mean, also, like, people who have, like, fridge magnets with a tiny little picture of their wedding day in. And then, like, in the front room, they've got a proper wedding picture.
Yeah. Like, why have you gone to the hassle of putting that tiny picture in that magnet?
Or why have you gone to the hassle of ordering that magnet from the photographer?
Yeah.
Like, just have your... obviously, I've got wedding pictures up of Matthew and I. Just have your nice wedding picture up that is nice around your home.
Mm.
But why do you need, like, a little
tiny... why do you need something on your fridge?
Yeah.
Mm. Do you remember when Marty had a thing for pin badges?
Right, I've got a funny story about this now you've actually said. God, this is really reminded me. The other Saturday, Matthew and I were just at our home and his phone rang and he was like, oh, who's that? So he answered it and it was like an RAF Memorial Fund and he was on the phone for ages.
Oh.
And he put the phone down and I was like, who was that? He was like, oh, it was an RAF Memorial Fund. I was like, right. He said, yeah. I saw this advert that you could... get a free pin badge. You could get a free pin badge if you went onto this website and went through this stuff. He said, I didn't realise the Memorial Fund was actually going to ring me and ask me. And I said, have you had the pin badge? He said, no, they obviously phoned you first to see if you're going to give any money. And I was absolutely wetting myself. He was like, yeah, I thought I'd get the free pin badge, but obviously they call people before they send it. And I was like, you went to all of that effort? He was like, yeah, I filled in all my information online.
What the hell?
Yeah. And then they oh no, it was at RAF Benevolent Fund, that's it. And then they phoned him and he was like, no, I can't afford to give it, and he hasn't seen the pin badge for dust, mate. You have to give £25 a month to get that. Yeah, and he did it all to get that, because he wanted the RAF Benevolent Fund pin badge.
Pin badge?
Yeah.
Where was he going to put it?
I don't know.
Up his bum or something.
What does Marty do with anything he collects? I don't know.
That was so funny, though. Marty had a thing. We went to Florida.
This was the same holiday with the slide.
That's right, yeah, same holiday.
Same holiday, yeah.
Yeah, Marty decided he was going to collect pin badges
and
during
his
holiday and then gave up. It's a very small collection.
But yeah, fridge magnets are...
yeah, they are weird.
I just don't... I mean, we've got an integrated fridge freezer and have done for ages.
Exactly.
But even if you don't have that, I just don't get magnets.
No, I don't get
you. Unless you have like the only sort of magnet I would have would be a clip magnet on the top if I wanted to put like paperwork in it.
Absolutely.
Or something that was like, I don't know, letters that I needed to deal with. That is quite handy. I think there's something quite handy about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
that's your handy magnets.
And I think I probably would have, you know, the letters, the alphabet ones where you
can make twat out of a
you can make stupid funny words and stuff, but I'm not going to have a magnet with a picture of my cats in.
No,
and I'm not going to have
a magnet from Torquay.
No, and I'm just, you know, I'm just not doing it. It is dickish.
I'm not doing it, and I think Laura's not doing it, and you're not doing it. So I think actually anyone who is doing it is a big dick,
and not a big dick in the way that we would say they're the big dicks.
No, it'll be actually you're more like a chode. A chode dick.
A chode.
Well, that has felt good, Pat,
It's felt good.
I've really missed it.
Oh, me too. Me too.
Like, whenever we take a little hiatus, we're always ready for that.
Yeah.
We're always ready for, and then, you know, we were planning obviously to be back like 2 weeks ago, didn't that? And as the weeks have gone on, I've been like, oh, I actually really do miss.
Oh, it's the vibe, it's the chat, it's the laughs.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So it's good to be back, gang.
It's good to
and
be
I really,
back.
Hope you enjoy this week's episode.
Yes, and remember, as we've said a little bit earlier in the show, there's loads of ways you can get in touch with us. You can find us both on Instagram. I'm at Ruth Corden, Ange is at Ange Corden.
And you can find the podcast on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and the YouTube. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
Or you can send us an email, findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. But again, apologies for us being shit.
Apologies.
Ange and I will be back next week helping you to find more of the funny.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.